Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Shane Cronin appeared in Erie County Court today. Again, this was in front of Judge Barnese. This case was assigned to Judge Barnese, County Court Judge James Barnese. And Mr. Cronin was indicted by a grand jury, and that indictment was handed down in May of this year for an incident that happened in, I think, February. February 11th, 2025, Cronin was accused of and is now admitted to going into a Buffalo school. It's a building that contained the Buffalo Museum of Science and Public School number 59. They're separate parts of the same building, but he went into that building and he attempted to kidnap a seven-year-old child, little girl. And he also was accused of attempted to lure a child, the same little girl, and endangering the welfare of a child. So let me just explain. The indictment included five separate counts. The attempted kidnapping in the second degree, the attempted luring of a child, the endangering the welfare of a child, burglary in the third degree, and the fifth count is attempted assault of a teacher who he punched. Now, all of those incidents occurred. The most serious one, of course, is the attempted kidnapping in the second degree. But there are four felonies and one misdemeanor that was handed down in the indictment by the Erie County Grand Jury. And Mr. Cronin showed up in court today and pleaded guilty to the entire indictment. He was not offered any reduced plea. He was not offered any plea at all other than plead guilty as charged. And that's what he did. He pled guilty before County Court Judge James Barnese, and sentencing is now scheduled for January 21st of 2026. I know that there are going to be some significant input. There will be some significant input by the victims in this case, and that certainly includes the school and the employees of the school, not just the teacher, but I know the principal of that school was heavily involved in this case, and obviously the family of that little girl were also involved. So I think the girl is 8 years old, as a matter of fact, at the time of the incident. Certainly we're relieved that Cronin accepted responsibility and that we're not going to have to put this family back through the trauma of her almost being kidnapped from this school. I'm glad to report that the defendant accepted responsibility and he's now pled guilty. I'm not going to get into much more detail about the case because the sentencing is scheduled for January, and I don't want to do anything that would potentially jeopardize this plea. But again, I'll be happy to take questions on it. I know some people were in court today, and you may have some questions.
Has the school done anything to step up their security? And do you think that it's, I guess, safe to have a public, public thing like the Museum of Science connected to elementary school?
So my understanding is that it's a secure building. Okay, obviously he was able to get into the school through the Museum of Science. I know that the school district is undergoing its own investigation. My understanding is that investigation is continuing, and I'm sure it'll include, you know, an analysis of what their security measures are like. But, you know, the good news is that he was caught, he was stopped, and he's now been held accountable for this, you know, potentially terrifying crime. So, any other questions?
Should parents be worried if their kids go to school there?
Yeah, I got four kids. I worried about my kids every day. I'm not going to ever tell parents not to worry about their kids. I think you have to give them instructions and tell them to be cautious and give the kids the right lessons in terms of dealing with strangers and be careful. You know, we should expect that our kids are safe in schools. And, you know, I'm hopeful and confident that the Buffalo schools will come out with an answer to what they're doing and what this, you know, how this was allowed to happen and what steps they've taken to address the security concerns.
What kind of sentence is he facing?
So the C violent felony that he pleaded guilty to, that's the most serious charge, attempted kidnapping in the second degree. That carries with it the maximum sentence of 15 years. Okay, now I know that the judge has made some sort of sentencing commitment. I don't want to comment on it right now. I believe it's less than that. You know, I also know that our victims, and that would include, again, the school district, that they are going to ask the judge for the maximum sentence. We informed the court of that, and we are going to stand behind the victims and ask the judge for the maximum sentence. Again, that could be as much as 15 years. You know, the extent to which there is a commitment and the judge is going to have to determine whether he's going to abide by that commitment or not.
And he was from out of town, right?
Cronin?
Yeah.
Yes, Cronin is not from Western New York originally.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.